I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.com.
That's right.
As you can see.
Yes.
We have a very special guest.
We do.
Absolutely.
Yo.
She is a fellow comedian.
Yes.
A writer.
Hey.
Damn.
An actress.
Yes.
A poet.
Yes.
A musician.
What?
Hey.
And a dynamite mother.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up to Sammy. I call her Sam Cook. Samantha Smiley Cook. Give it up to her.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I'm honored to have her here. Where can they find you?
You can find me at Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-E, underscore 216. That's Smiley with an E, not a Y.
Yeah.
Damn.
Is that on all platforms?
On all platforms. I haven't started my other platforms, but yes, okay. That's my platform for now.
All right.
Yeah.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Pleasure having you here.
Yes, thanks for coming.
Glad I am here. Thank
you. Yeah.
Finally.
let's get into this.
Shall we?
What made you want to get into comedy?
Yes. Good question.
Oh, wow.
Right off the bat.
Well, I've always been a goofball. Since I was little, making my great grandmother laugh and my family telling me, like, you're nothing but a comedian and you're silly. So it's like, I guess I am a comedian.
Yes.
Like, damn, like, this is something I should do. But also, you know, I have people who I used to, you know, watch on Comic View with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, D.L. Hughley, you know, we
Charles
had the little D.L. box, remember the little box TV with the knobs? It was nothing really to watch. We were just, what the box we had, we used to come on TV, the mass scientists.
What generation are we talking? How old are you?
Well, I'll be 37 in 2 days.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah.
So you
happy
80s
birthday,
baby?
Yes.
80s baby.
88.
Okay.
But I don't look it. Hey.
No.
You know what?
Laughter's the best medicine. Yes.
The messed up thing about it, I remember writing 1988 on my school papers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Damn. You ain't lying.
Wow. No.
Cornell Respress. 1988.
Oh my goodness.
What the?
10 years old.
And it's so crazy because I was born on Super Bowl Sunday, 1988. Do y'all know who played?
No.
Dang.
No. Tell me who. I know you know.
I think it was the Redskins and
the Giants.
It was I should know this, but I forgot.
No, they would be.
No, it was the Redskins. You know
what? That wouldn't be the Super Bowl.
Who played the Super Bowl? Hey, Siri, who played the Super Bowl in 1988?
The Redskins and the Giants would have been against them before the Super Bowl.
Who was it, the Redskins?
The season ended with Super Bowl 23 when the San Francisco 49ers defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 20-16 at the Joe Robbie Stadium in Florida.
I said it wrong.
This is from Wikipedia.
That's wrong.
That's wrong?
January 31st, 1988, Sunday.
Hey Siri, who played in the Super Bowl January 30th, 1988?
Washington Redskins played against the Denver Broncos, in the Super Bowl on the 31st of January 1988.
So you were correct.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Wikipedia.
Wait a minute. Was that John Elway's teeth?
It might have been.
John's crazy.
John Elway's teeth.
I guess it was meant for me to be special, yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
The Redskins. I know that in 78 when I was born, the Steelers were. How about that? In 78 when I was born, the Steelers won the Super Bowl. They went back to back. That's beautiful.
What happened?
Boo. The Steelers won back to back Super Bowls when I was born.
The Squealers.
It's all I'm saying.
What team is that?
You already know.
I don't even know.
You want me to say it out loud?
Who is that?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't know that.
Yeah, what is that?
You both know.
Do they play hockey or what?
They do. They're really good at hockey. The Penguins. Anyways, I thought about the Super Bowl teams.
Or the Pilots.
The Greats.
What were they called? The Pirates? Pilots or something?
Penguins?
Or nothing?
Pirates, too.
Yeah.
Oh, they won the World Series that year, too. It's a matter of fact. I don't think they did.
But anyway, we have a special guest in the house.
Yes, we do.
Her name is Smiley.
And she loves to do stand-up.
She does stand-up. She does so many things.
Hey, I heard musician. I heard musician.
Yeah. What's that about? Tell us some of the things that you have done.
I did African drumming for 10 years. I started when I was 6 years old.
Nice.
I played a lot of places. I played at the Rock Hall. I played the Art Museum. Science Center, you probably name it, I've probably been there. But I really wish that social media was around back then, because I really know we would have took off.
Yeah.
And plus, I was the youngest and only female drummer. And it was like real big three drums, and I killed it. It was called the Doom Doom, the Samba, and the Kinkini.
Okay.
It's tatted on my back. But I was cold.
And what age were you?
Kings and Queens. 6 years old.
Okay,
nice.
I just one day asked my uncle, like, what you do on Saturday? And then he showed me.
And you did it for 10 years?
10 years.
Nice.
R.I.P. to my uncle who showed me. Uncle John. Everybody know him as John Mitchell, but
not Shay. R.I.P.
But yeah, he brought me on to that. And I said I played in front of kings and queens of Africa.
Nice.
I was supposed to go to Africa to go chill on the villa, but, good old 9/11 happened, so.
Shut that down.
I gotta put money in a pot somewhere just to go. Hey, cut the TV on. But anywho,
keep working on it. You still do it?
What, drumming?
The drumming?
No, I don't do it. If somebody asks, I will do it.
Because
I do have my own drum that I was blessed with when I had to be like maybe 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. I was cold.
I think you're going to start doing videos. I was just hypothetical. It's something I heard on the street.
We're going to talk it into existence.
Something I heard on the street.
Sam Cooke's drumming videos.
Shout out to all my drum brothers out there. Love y'all. Miss y'all.
She going to hashtag you guys in.
Hey, man.
That's what's going to happen.
Man, like for real, like we could do this again. Like the Temptations, they keep coming back.
I'm telling you,
nobody passes.
Good things don't die.
Hey,
yeah. So you did some acting too?
Oh yeah, I was also in. I started with Logan Kingston. He had me doing skits in Cleveland. Shout out to Logan.
Yeah, doing things.
And then I end up in. My friend asked me to go to the Barley House, and they was doing some acting. And come to find out, Logan was Logan again. It was called Common Creed. So I end up being a girl on the dance floor to one of the girl improvising, sending the clubs. So,
okay.
Shout out to Javon.
Hey, I enjoyed it. Appreciate it. I'm down for more. Let's go.
It's fun, right?
I had a ball.
Yeah,
I love being in front of the camera. Period. Like. It's fun.
It's fun, like, especially when somebody has an idea and they start putting something together and people are actually doing something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, we talk about it all the time. There's people who like to write, and it's like all the comedians we've met in the scene, it's like every one of them could be a character.
Oh, of course.
You know, every one of them could be something in a movie, whether it's just somebody walking in the store or, you know, it's like, just.
We have a lot of talented people in Cleveland.
A lot of talented people.
Including yourself.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I said, speaking of talented, I also like to give a shout out to Courtney G.
Shout out to Courtney G.
Who really opened my eyes to comedy as well. You know, it was a lot of comedy stuff that was going on downtown. Club 75, right on Public Square. And that's where I met a lot of celebrities. I met a lot of comedians. And he guided me and taught me a lot. Right. And put me on my ass. But rest in peace, Courtney.
Yeah. Like, so he was like your first comedy mentor?
Yes, definitely.
So talking with him is something that's really, really kicked in where I can do this.
I can. Because I'm right there face to face with these celebrities. That's when it was safe for celebrities to come to Cleveland.
Right.
You know,
right.
They could be right there and sit at the bar with you
and
eat a sandwich with you.
Right.
But now it's like it's changed. So
yeah, they don't like to
I'm
get
so
close.
Glad I got to experience that.
Yeah.
That's and shout out to DL Hughley for being another person who got me doing this. And I also got a picture with you.
Shout out to DL.
That's what's up. Yeah, it's good when you have some time with people and it hits you in a good light. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't have to, you know, because of who they are and this and that. But they take the time. Because of that, I think real comedians are real people. You know, and they understand where they came from, and so they don't mind talking to the fans. I mean, in his case, it's a lot of fans, you know? So shout out for him to being super cool, you know what I mean?
I was blessed.
Especially when it's one of your favorites.
Yes.
Speaking of which, we spoke off air about it, but so your comedic influences, that would be, you know, all those you mentioned up till now, like DL, any others? Or?
Yeah, speak on it.
Ari Spears.
Shout out to Ari Spears.
I've been to your show. I love you. But he improvs a lot. He got crowd control. And that's me. I'm a type of person who like to improv.
Okay.
I'm good at roasting. I will get you on the spot. So don't come for me. I will get you. But I love the way he handled the crowd.
Right.
And it's like, I know I could do that. And I've done it. But the way, so I watch him to see how he moves.
Well, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So it's comfortability
awesome.
For sure.
It's you know what jam. I mean? That's how long
Because once you're up there and you're yourself, because that's what we all strive to be, is ourselves on stage.
Yep.
It's kind of tough to get there.
It's tough because when you have to let down boundaries and not give fucks. You know, like Patrice O'Neal would just be like, I don't
Shout out to Patrice. Yeah, rest in peace.
Yes.
He didn't give fucks, you know. I'm here, I don't care about y'all, I'm here to talk my shit, you know, but to not get laughs or to not care what people say, it's tough, because we all want laughs, you know, but, and you'll get it, because of who, you know, that's the thing, is building our fan base.
Man, people just so soft now,
Yeah, for sure.
Can't say much.
Yeah, oh, I mean, you can.
Maybe.
Oh, well, get over it.
Yeah.
That's my life.
Right.
I mean, look,
the streets ain't for everybody. That's why they make sidewalks.
Right. So you find your lane. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We find our lane in it all. Mm-hmm. So it's, you talk what you want to talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, the goal is what, the hour? Build that hour. Mm-hmm. However you feel fit. You know, if you want to talk, you know, and you said you're good with the crowd, so remember it's, you know, you want to get that material.
Right.
You know,
right.
You want to get that material.
And that's why I just watch him and see what he does.
Yeah.
He does it. He grabs it. So it's like, that's my thing too. I love improv.
Yeah, he's also doing so many shows in, you know, a week, you know, a month. Mm-hmm. You know, he's, when you get to that level, I think you know, when you get that stage time, it's all about stage time.
I feel like he should have a special on Netflix. For real.
Some people hold off.
I remember.
Because they don't want to put out all their material and burn it.
Yeah.
You know
You're
what
right.
I mean? Because
You're right.
Because he can do so much crowd work, but then, like, when he does a show, people, you know, who don't see him all the time, it's, what do you say all the time?
What's old to you is new to the world.
Yeah, so people who haven't seen him, You know what I mean? You don't want to put it out there on Netflix because now everybody's seen it. Now you got to start over.
You're right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he has a lot of material. But I feel
like he
can
just do it. Just even what he does, like how he improv, like...
He could probably put something out there like that. Like, he could probably put out like a crowd work show. That's all you have to do. Film so many shows, yeah, do his crowd work, and just put it out on YouTube.
Ari Spears, do it.
So Smiley, you have like many talents. Like, so right now, what do you feel like is the season for you to do what? This is the season for Smiley to do what right now?
Ooh. Actually, a lot, but right now, being a mother.
Okay. Yeah.
Being a mom. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yes. My daughter's 10 months.
Yes.
Now, good. No, I say a woman a bad way, just I started over again. So now I got to worry about prom and also worry about a 10 month old. Hey. But she's a great, great kid.
Yeah.
So I have a mother of four, and
there you go.
They are awesome. Honor students. They're
nice.
Great. Nice.
They're
good. So I'm sitting over here like, damn.
Congratulations.
Here I go, I'm old, and I'm my back all over here like, God.
Good thing you raised three adults to help you out.
Oh, man. They starting to act old. You see how these kids acting. They don't even want to go outside. They don't want to shovel snow. They even talk about, oh, my back. I'm like, what is wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
Woo.
In addition to being a great mother, like, what do you see down the pike for you as far as the entertainment?
I want it all. I'm open to whatever right now. I was just trying to get, life together first. Mm-hmm. Just move in and having the baby, and then got to worry about prom. So after that, I'm trying to take off. So right. I'm trying to get booked and ready and get situated in, in the right way.
Right.
Guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Guidance. Yeah. Oh, speaking of guidance, I got this guy.
Right?
He also got me to get on this damn stage. So I gotta give you credit as well, because he got me to go to my open mic. Plus D Hawk, that's my second mentor.
Shout out to D Hawk, love you.
So I gotta give you credit too. So you just sitting over here with your Kool-Aid bottle.
Thank you.
And then that's when I met Justin, and he was at the show.
Hey.
So I gotta give it to these guys as well. So thank you.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
You're putting in the work.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you put in the work. I see you on the flyers and doing your thing. I tried to come to one of your shows, and I heard you just got off stage when I came. But, you're doing your thing. And I already knew, before seeing you on stage, I was in a skit with you.
Yes.
I shot a skit with you.
Also with my kids.
With your kids, absolutely. And they were great, too. I mean, every last, even to the... To the youngest one at the time, like, he knew the assignment. And he was like, cool as what? Like, it's like they the Jacksons or something. Like, they understand all of them. Every last one of them understand the assignment. And it was dope. It was a dope experience. And also, like, was behind the camera on one. And it's like, you understand the assignment. It's like, boom. Like, you tell you what you want to see, and you like, okay, and you do it just like that, and that's like,
I try,
man, that's magic to see. It's like magic to witness that. It's like, wow, Cleveland got a lot of talent.
We do.
I guess. No, I'm kidding.
Just a lot of haters.
He's a hater. He's from Squirrel Land.
I talk a lot of shit, but I always say, my comedy career is starting here, so I have to give it props.
They don't watch their windows.
We have some good people.
Yes.
What's the name of that place called? Kofo? What's it called?
Country Fair.
They got Country Fair, which is like a dollar store mixed with a gas station. So he don't know any better. You gotta excuse him. He's from Erie. What? He don't really know.
Country Fair is like,
oh my god, you're from Erie?
Yeah.
Yo, I visit Erie. There's nothing there.
And they don't watch their windows. Street.
We do watch our windows.
No.
Y'all got like a motel called Red Carpet.
Yeah, we do, because I went there. There's nothing but high school parties and some filthiness goes on at the red carpet.
The room that they gave me looked like somebody just got done.
Yeah,
like,
most likely.
What the hell? damn. Yeah, right off the road.
Shame on you.
I'll never forget about
shame
red.
Shame on you for going shame to red carpet.
I don't know nothing about red carpet. We got red roof. But the damn show ain't got no red carpet.
Yeah.
No, shame on y'all.
You should have went down by the dock. They got the better ones down there.
I don't know nothing about everything. We had gotten in the car and
I'm sure you went to State Street, though, because that's the only place there was bars.
No, it was like some basketball tournament, it would say. Like.
Oh, you didn't even go to the bars. You
no, went, we couldn't. Everything was packed. It was like all of the whole motels.
Oh, okay. Erie's, yeah, Erie's eerie. Yeah. It is what
anyway,
it is.
Anyway.
It's good times.
Yeah, shout out to Erie, Cleveland. PA. We'll be coming to invade Erie, Pennsylvania.
We will be.
We talking about Beaver Falls.
No, that's by Pittsburgh.
Well, that's close.
It's close. No, it's by our way. Hour, 2 hours from
there. Shout out to Erie. You know what? I talk a lot of crap, but I love Erie.
Yeah.
Because we'll be doing a show there soon.
We're going to be doing a show in that piece. So.
Shout out to Erie.
I'll give y'all that emoji. Sorry.
No alliance. It's all good right here. She, even though she's staying at the red carpet.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Smiley is in this boy.
Still ass you know what?
So wait, hold on the name. How'd you get the Sam Cooke? I was like, I was born by the river.
Oh, man, I heard everything from growing up. Sammy Sosa, Samuel. I got it all growing up. But when I tell people, like, yeah, my name's Samantha Cooke, but nobody really called me Samantha unless I'm at the office or something.
Right,
but
right.
Everybody knows me as Sam. Okay. So when I tell people, like, you know, like, oh, so your last name is Cook? Hold on, Sam Cook? Any relation? I'm like, because people don't really know this. Like, Sam Cook added the E to last his name. Mm-hmm. E wasn't on his name. So his real name was C-O-O-K.
Oh, okay.
He added to B.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, wow. Your name is spelled the same.
Hmm?
But how'd you get the Smiley?
Yeah, and where did Smiley come from?
So, my middle name is Lee. So, first it was Smiley with a Y. So, my middle name is Lee, so it's S-M-I-L-E, Smiley.
Bang.
So, I try to be different and not do the Y.
Yeah.
Different.
It works.
It works.
You got to see.
Smiley.
That's unique.
Hey.
You got to add that with it, you see.
Then somebody was like, what's that, Smiley? I'm like, Smiley. Somebody gonna call me Smiley. I'm like, who? Like, you tell you old as hell.
Somebody
calling
mess,
me Smiley.
Somebody mess anything up.
I'm like, I ain't Michelle. Like, you old as hell.
Smiley.
Smiley.
Trying to make it sound all bougie.
Yeah,
Smiley.
Maybe if I go to France, that's what they'll call me. Coming to the stage.
Smiley.
Smiley.
Bonjour, Smiley. Oui, oui.
It won't be.
Come on, cut
that. Juicy Smollett.
Oh man, that dude.
Remember that when Dave Chappelle said that shit?
That dude.
Recently, it's him.
Juicy Smollett. What the? What the?
You remember?
Recently, it's him.
You remember?
I remember, man, but I try to forget.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So how long you been doing it? 3 years.
How long you been doing comedy?
Comedy. Yeah, this would be. Three, dang, no, almost 3 years. So
almost
yeah.
3 years?
Dang, it been.
Nice. How's it been? How's it been in your 3 years?
I had fun. I met a lot of good people.
Nice.
A lot of great people.
Right.
LOL, shout out.
Yeah. Shout out.
Thank
shout
you. Out. We also worked together, and she was in Comic Creek, too.
Okay. Was she?
Yeah, so me and her was in Comic Creek. And I just know people's like, yeah, I know your family. Like, she knows my family. It just how Cleveland's just a small world.
Oh, yeah, this dude knows everybody.
Yeah.
Who, me?
I believe that.
I love it, because when we have guests on and they be talking about shit, he's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so. I'm like, God, you know everybody. Yeah. It's amazing.
Cleveland is Mayberry, man.
You know,
it is.
Like 6 degrees of separation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if I don't know him, you know him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So basically, yeah. Shout out to those people you named.
Yeah.
That's a
Lex Vegas, right?
Yes. Shout out to Lex Vegas. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's
yes.
my dude.
I did my first open mic at Africa Club. Africa. Shout out. It's on Mayfield Road. He saw me at Africa do an open mic, and then he came up with the card, and I felt like. Like they on the 5 heartbeats when Jimmy came up to Eddie and took the car. Like, I'm like, yeah, like, this is dope.
Is this what happened?
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. Jimmy, that's what I felt like. damn, this is dope. I feel like my heartbeat. So then he end up just booking me to places. Old World Tavern, shout out. The Grog Shop. Big shout out to the Grog Shop.
Yeah.
Thank you. Many other places that I had performed at, and I appreciate it. Also, CJ Star.
Shout out to CJ Star.
I could definitely say she's become a very good sister and a mentor. I love you. Appreciate you for everything you have.
Beautiful spirit.
Taught. Yes.
Good
yes,
thing
indeed.
Is everybody you've mentioned has been on the podcast.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I've just been meeting people, and it's so crazy. You'll think somebody start, you may not meet that many
not
people.
Not everyone, but just.
You know what I mean.
I mean, but most of the people you named were on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You're right. Not everybody.
And Hilarities. Me and Shout Out Hilarities. I did my first show at Hilarities.
Shout Out Hilarities. Yeah, congratulations.
51st joke.
So you did a minute. So basically, see, that's a struggle for people that's used to doing 5-minute chunks.
Yeah.
10-minute chunks. They ask for a minute.
But this one, it was like kind of different though, because it was like, just say something and then just go. So that was my first time. So I was just watching what other people was doing. A lot of people even wasn't on there for a minute.
Okay.
It's like a lot of people just had to say what the hell they had to say and they walked up.
Say
the
one joke.
It was just, yeah.
Oh, it's
just,
like a joke. Like the chicken crossed the road.
Yeah.
Get the other side.
That's
bye.
What it was. Like the first joke, the first joke of the new year.
Okay.
So you gotta say it like your first joke.
All right.
So I said what I.
You did yours.
Said what
bam.
I said.
Yeah,
and
how did that feel?
Funny. Oh, I felt so good.
Yeah.
Like it played into my hand because I know how to improv. So the guy in front of me, like he fell into my hand. So I had to say something about him before I had to say my joke.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my god! I was like, all I heard was put the lotion in the basket. And how the guy looked.
Oh shit!
So the crowd.
We probably know who they're talking. We probably know who it was.
So the crowd is like, that's the first thing I said before I said it, and then it just, I don't want to say what I said until it comes out.
Right.
So I'm
going
to say less until it hits YouTube. But
okay. Nice.
That was fun.
All they did is for a YouTube thing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah. That's good.
So I got to mix and mingle with different people, went to the bar.
Good.
Also, shout out to King Lou.
Shout out to King Lou.
He came up to me real quick, like, look, give me your name. I met him one day at Edgewater, they had his little fraternity. And so for him to come up to me, I appreciate it because I heard good things about him. So
dang. Shout out.
So I was like, thank you, King Lou. So hit me up. Got an info.
Give me a book.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Let's go. I need it.
Don't we all. That's how it is in this motherfucker. Hey, who want me on talk? Who want me to talk shit? I talk some shit. How much time do you need?
They're taking everything.
So how much time do you got? I know you're improv, but how much time do you think material wise?
Smiley, how much time you got? You ready for your hour special already?
Ooh, hold on now. But I got a lot to say.
Good.
I can write a book, so I know I can get it off my chest.
Yeah.
It's gonna open the lives to a lot of people.
Good.
They were like, who is that?
Good.
Who are you?
Just keep focusing.
Hey.
And make sure.
I ain't superheading them, but I'm going to tell them this story.
Good Lord.
Hey.
That was a great story.
You're down shy. Tell me more.
That was a once upon a time story.
Okay, then,
But I got a good story, so I'm definitely going to put it into my comedy.
Nice. Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you. That's good for you. I appreciate
that. Females have advantages in so many things.
What the?
No,
just
you don't.
Saying.
Yeah.
You do.
Do
I've seen so many females just post pictures of the butt, and we have great content, and they get so much better views.
But some of them don't got real butts. So
I know.
We all
trust me.
Posted.
And I'm like, it's stinky too. Why you guys like that?
Stop it. Stop touching your body.
That.
Looking like toothpaste holders. Like, it's crazy, yo. Like,
squats.
Stop.
Just do squats.
Like, come on. Like, you ever hold up, like, the bottom of a balloon and squeeze it up? Like, stop, yo. That's like, it's not cool.
I'm not gonna look.
My goodness. Like, y'all built like the Nutcracker. Like, that's crazy. Like, come on. Like, UK soldiers. Like, why? Like, come on.
Oh, my.
Stop.
Like this?
Stop. Celebano. Like, stop. Sonobano.
I don't know.
Some
of them do good.
Please stop. Like, y'all are beautiful women. Just too much.
Yeah, that's amazing what you see on Instagram.
Ooh.
People, like, TikTok everywhere, the amazing people you see in the world.
Ooh.
There's this painter, right?
And
he's
crazy.
I think he's in London, or he's somewhere in the UK, but everyone that walks, like, in the subway area, there are some characters, boy. They're, like, dressed up.
That's why
go.
I can't wait to go to New York.
They are dressed up like they are on Broadway or something.
You can find New York at the Walmart and Steelyard.
Oh, my gosh. Facts.
You know what I mean? Like,
facts. Facts,
like,
facts,
most
facts.
Of those Walmart costumes are from the Steelyard. You know
it's
I mean?
Funny. Like, Cleveland's not a real place no more. I don't care what nobody says.
It's not.
It's, Cleveland has changed, but I love it.
Yeah.
I
mean, people that's change.
Where I'm from.
That's crazy.
Everybody changed, yes. But it's like, oh, Lord.
That's when you know the world's going.
Ooh, my goodness.
Not yet. We ain't famous yet.
Relax. Not yet.
Man. Not yet.
Okay.
Not but yet. Not yet.
Yeah, the world is about to end.
Hey, we trying to have time to turn
not
up.
Not yet.
Not, hopefully, not yet.
I know they're talking about aliens.
Yeah.
What do you think about
oh,
aliens?
Here.
I believe in them. I don't care what nobody say.
I do too. I do too.
Did you vote for Trump?
No.
No. She was like, no.
No.
No. Not at all.
No. Nope, they don't like it. Nope.
Now, can I give my point of view on that, though?
Go for it.
Yes. Sometimes Trump, I'm not political, but sometimes the things that Trump did say was like,
Makes sense.
Like,
huh?
Yeah.
He lies, of course.
But then it's like, what's wrong with you? Like,
they all say what they want to say.
What the hell?
Because he's not a real leader. He just says stuff.
Man, this presidential election was ghetto.
Yes.
Man, you got Megan twerking.
I mean, that's not bad.
Man, he had a dream. That wasn't his dream.
I mean,
no.
It's my dream.
You got Little John talking about shots. Like, I know these white folks like, what the hell?
Some parties. I mean, that's cool. I like Lil Jon.
So you think Tommy Jefferson would have had...
No.
Cap no. Calloway.
They would have been out there like this. Mm-hmm. The election was ghetto.
I mean, I was cool with it. Because, I mean, I liked working
the
around.
The inauguration
like
was ghetto.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Was Hannah Montana daddy? Billy
Ray. Ray.
Man, did you see him?
Oh,
he
no.
Was there?
Man, looking like Jeepers Creepers, how he had his, the hit man.
Did he have Lil Nas X riding his
man,
lap?
No, he ain't take the horse. But he looked like he had the tranquilizer. I don't know. Something was going on with him. I don't know.
He getting bucked.
Yeah. It was, oh my gosh.
What the?
He looked crazy. And then he was singing, but it's like, time changed. I don't know what's going on. Like,
you know.
Lord you have mercy.
I'm telling you. That's TikTok. That's why they tried to ban it. It's because of TikTok.
Man, I don't, you know, so crazy. Just to say this, I never had one. Never had a TikTok.
No TikTok?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you'd be stuck for hours like this.
Nope. Never had one. People always like trying to send me stuff, but like, I don't never had one.
Wow. How are you going to see the clip that we posted of this episode?
Yeah, yeah,
Smiley. Hey, but is it like,
what
don't,
the?
Hold on, like, don't it be on Instagram?
No, yeah.
I don't have Facebook either.
I'm just
what?
Kidding. Yeah, it'll be on.
I got hacked. Like years
I
ago, and
that.
I couldn't get all them followers. That was long, like high school all the way up.
Wow.
That was a long time.
I just got a Facebook.
That's not,
I just got I'm social kidding. Media because of comedy. So 4 years now, I've had it.
Somebody
no.
was
no.
like,
two actually. Facebook.
Yeah,
I was
somebody
like,
told me
like
you should make another one. I'm like,
yeah, you should, but you know.
Yeah, it took me a while for Facebook.
Yeah, just so people can have different avenues.
I just like Instagram.
Just so people can have
I know, but yeah,
different avenues to find you and
see
your content.
That's what it is. It's like there's a lot of people from high school. Like I never had Facebook, but they're not on Instagram. So
right.
Now they know the fuck I do comedy. You know
okay,
what I mean?
So now
like,
I guess I have to make a Facebook page, right?
Unfortunately,
and TikTok.
Yeah.
Now that it's
TikTok.
Legal, I guess.
I mean, you're gonna have to post your drum videos on TikTok.
Oh.
That's
or something.
You, yeah. Or something.
You know, just assign one of your children to run it for you. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mm. And what we gotta get on what Twitch is that one?
No,
is that a thing?
That's where you do live shit.
Twitch.
Everything's
yeah.
a dance now.
I know
all
we
I
can't
is
do
it Twitch?
That.
How do you want to do?
I know that's why I gotta try. And
everything's
do.
A dance. That's why I don't get TikTok because it's like I see
but
you.
You
can get more views than us when we post content because you're
yeah.
female. You got the cheat
no,
code.
Not
about
only is
the
she
female,
female
stuff.
No,
she's
she is funny.
and she's talented, awesome. And she's beautiful. And look, I'm looking at her,
but she
and
has
it looks like
cheek.
She got real lashes in her eyes, and they're gorgeous. You know, those
they
really,
are.
And she has great fashion.
Yeah.
Look at that shirt she got on.
Oh my goodness, she's gorgeous with that shirt.
Paco, midnight. Hey.
I'm midnight today. Hey. And that's Paco.
Paco. Yeah.
Hey, that's funny. That's what behind the scenes. We should record that. I'm telling you, hey.
I mean,
hey. You know.
Yeah.
That's not it. But we'll ride with it.
Yeah, it's not at all. Midnight Paco is
strength killer.
Yeah, he's an entity all by himself. We just work for the dude.
We just work for him.
Hey,
did I give up too much by saying the dude? God damn it.
Maybe.
The fuck?
Shit.
Oh man.
Codell.
That's like telling who run the Cleveland Remembrance page. Dad, you did not.
I know who runs the page.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's almost like calling God.
I feel like I know, but I really don't think I know.
I'll tell you off air.
Hey, I feel like I think I know.
It's almost like calling God a dude. That's all. It's the same thing.
I
it's
am not going to compare the Midnight Paco to God.
Look, I had to look up.
I'm out of that one, man. You on your own, bro, with that one.
It's an entity.
Yeah, it is an entity, but I'm not going to, you know.
There's a lot of entities that's going on right now, too.
It's an entity.
It's an entity.
Oh, Lord.
You know.
Hey, God created the entity.
He created a lot of stuff.
Anyway,
but
Miss Smiley, you're on the show, and you're here. We're glad you're here. And you got, do you have any shows coming up that you want to promote?
Not as right now.
Okay.
I don't.
Like, I know you said you're concentrating on your family, you're moving, you're trying to get established and things like that.
I mean, people have asked me, like, would I be willing to come to Columbus and stuff?
I know.
So it's
I know
like,
how that is.
So it's like, I don't want to put too many eggs in one basket. Yeah. My daughter, she's getting ready for prom. She's class president. Shout out to John Marshall. I appreciate y'all for everything y'all done for my daughters. I got to shout y'all out. But she's going. So now it's like, that's my baby. So she's amazing. My daughter is amazing. Amazing.
Nice.
So I'm trying to focus on, and she got me so grilled with this prom dress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to make it right. Sorry, it's prom.
I said, look, if you keep bothering me, we're going to save us. I'm going to take you right to save us. Because they got you ever, like, go over there, and they got all of, like, them what was those curtains and rides, like, so all that stuff that's hanging up over there that nobody picked.
You going to make a dress out of a curtain.
Everybody walk past it and go like, they always take their hand and do this,
you
but nobody
not,
ever go like this.
Tom and Jerry.
If y'all go like this,
no
there's a lot of patterns back there nobody knows about.
Okay.
Because nobody ever look at the table.
You ain't about to do it. You ain't about to
you make one.
You ain't about to do that to that baby.
Hey, what
is you is you ain't my baby.
No, but I can TikTok it now. Shoot, who do you think our ancestors had to do back then? They took a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
And you're correct. You're correct.
You know how to draw. I'll give you a pattern.
I don't know how to draw. I can make stuff happen from a drawing.
And we get some glitter from Dollar Tree.
Bet.
And some Elmer's.
I can cut some shit.
We got some Elmer's glue. And just go sprinkle
Staples.
And then go like that.
There it is.
We make a strap.
There it is.
They talking about $2,500 dress.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, we'll go into your idea.
Yeah. Follow me.
$50.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let go.
Somebody send me some
we got
birthday
you.
Tissue. Somebody send me some birthday tissue. Yeah. Yeah. There it goes.
Stick it.
Turn around.
Oh my.
Don't sweat too much tonight because it's going to like get all messed up.
Oh, I can use a stapler. That works. Hey.
Blood.
So when it's time to go to bed, you just walk out of it.
I want
to
staple it to a t-shirt.
Yeah. All she got to do is walk out of it and throw it away.
So Smiley, on your pages, do you
Off Smacks.
Do you have your skits and your work on your pages?
Yes, I do. Please check my page out. You'll definitely see my skits for me and D-Hawk. I say who got me to do skits, but also Logan Kingston. That's on YouTube. It's called The Laugh Class. That's where it all started. Woo.
I was in a skit with her.
Yes. Oh, yes. You definitely. Oh, goodness. So just check it out. Click on it. You see all my content. But definitely support. So it's SMILEE_216. Follow. And you know, I'll follow back.
You know what? And I learned something about you today. I thought I knew you, but I didn't know that you was a Cleveland Heights alumni.
Yes. Cleveland Heights 06.
And you went to school with the Kelseys.
Yes, the Kelseys.
Yeah.
Jason and Travis Kelsey.
Shout out to them. And you know, good luck to their podcast.
Travis, yes. Go for that ring, baby. Also, Philly.
Not really, because you blew my parlay, Travis. You should have had five catches, and you had two.
So, yeah. You talking that spit. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to make a clip, and you're going to freaking clip him in that, and you're going to tag him on that.
I'll tag him, man.
Is Taylor Swift a stunt?
Cost me $80.
I just want to know.
I mean, look. I seen that. I was like, man, there ain't no way. You see this girl from before?
Travis. I just want to know.
Yeah. You got to respond. You got 24 hours.
But I can't knock the hustle.
Yeah, I feel you.
$1 million.
Hey, did you, were you in school with the Harveys too? Or they were before you?
No, the Harveys went to school with my oldest sister, Sierra. Okay. She was in the, who went to the military.
Okay.
But,
shout out to your sister.
Yeah. Oh, Navy. She did 20 years.
Oh, shout out to her.
What's her name?
Sierra Cook.
Shout out to Sierra. Yeah, make sure you tell her to subscribe to the page.
Yeah, I'm a veteran.
Yes, 20 years.
Yeah, so shout out to her.
That's how I ended up living in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, Norfolk.
Norfolk.
No, you gotta say it right. Norfolk.
Yeah, that's Navy.
Bad news. Shout out to Ocean View. That's where I stayed at. Ocean View.
Did you get with the go-go?
I ain't going nothing.
I thought you was like,
I ain't going nothing.
New life. I was having a ball.
Okay, then.
And then I came back to Cleveland. Yeah.
Came back to the land.
Yeah. Cleveland rocks.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Snowy bullshit. It was cold as shit.
Yeah,
man.
I don't like
today
the winter.
Like heat wave, dog.
Yeah, today was a heat wave.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so good today.
Yeah, I know.
It's 40 degrees
but
compared to negative 2.
But I heard it was snow on my birthday,
is
yo.
It gonna be, I was going to ask you, was it going to be good for your birthday?
They better. Please. The gods. Please.
Lord.
I haven't had snow for my birthday in like some years now. Like,
really?
This would be so...
You be alright.
Well, still show,
it. The party.
Well, tell us give
me
a date when your birthday is, because I don't know if this will air.
January 31st.
Oh, yeah, no, it won't. That's in 2 days.
Friday.
Though. Yeah, hey.
37.
It so won't. Happy birthday. To
happy birthday.
Make sure y'all say happy birthday to Smiley.
Hey.
It won't be out, but I'm sure you have a good time.
I am. I definitely am. I got so much to do at the house for my party.
Yeah.
So, about to turn up.
I remember feeling that age.
Dang. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm going to say, don't move too hard. I want you to pop something.
I want to pull some shit.
I want you to pop something.
You already know I'll break something.
Shit, very ouch, babe.
I'm going to feel that tomorrow. Let me stop.
Oh, yeah.
You're very ouch. You know, she's the youngest old person I ever met. We were showing her something. She was like, hold on, I ain't got my glasses. I'm like, you sound like me.
But it's so crazy. Like, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't drive at night without my glasses, but I know Cleveland.
Oh, so you...
And I look at the lines on the ground.
That sucks.
I look at the lines
on the ground.
Yeah, I know Cleveland, but if I still gotta make sure I'm in that line.
Is your vision that bad?
It's like, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I need readers, but I can see.
But during the day it's cool, but at night
it's bad.
God. Don't let me be no superhero. We fucked.
Help me! Help you! What? I can't see shit!
What time is it?
You better run that way.
That's that. Help me, because I'm lost.
And I'm like, I'm just following the light. That's all I be doing out there driving.
Don't
just
follow
the light.
And don't. Stay away from the light. Don't do it. Don't do it.
But I know Cleveland.
Okay. All right. You'll be cool.
But I know Cleveland.
So let me ask you this. Like, when you go on stage, I don't know, some people are like naturals on stage. You've been performing since you were 6.
Well, I actually started at 3.
At 3?
I did tap dance.
Oh, you did tap too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right.
What can't you do?
Dang.
But moving on with my question, like,
Hold on. I'll take it back. My last name
no
just Cook.
No charm for you.
Yeah, because I was about to say, what you doing tomorrow?
Just because my last name Cook don't mean I'm
damn.
Cooking.
Yeah, damn. That's the only
thing. No. Shoot, my kids are older now, so it's like they fit for themselves. They love DoorDash. I ain't got to do nothing no more.
They don't love like DoorDash.
They don't like
I just knew she could burn.
No, I don't cook no more. No, I can't cook. Don't get me wrong. My kids will tell you. But they older now. They don't want what I cook anymore. They rather DoorDash. And then my oldest daughter, she works. So
I
she
do
don't
not
really
want ramen
home.
Noodles again, mother.
That's them. Hey. Only person I really gotta worry about is my son, 10-month-old. I ain't gotta worry about nobody else. Y'all fed for y'allself. My daughter work at a restaurant. You better eat before you come home.
Look at hey. You. God dang it.
My daughter's school by Wendy. You better eat before you come home.
So look, she can do everything, but you gotta buy her dinner.
Hey, and I'm cheap too. I'm real cheap. I don't look for no 5-star. Now we go to Applebee's, get a 2 for $25.
Applebee's ain't bad.
Hey.
Applebee's pretty good.
Shout out to their margaritas.
I like their chicken sandwiches.
Man, Montana Taco.
I get one all the time.
Look, fuck, Jay, I don't even know why the fuck you asked for a menu, Justin.
I don't either.
I'm talking about him. Wherever we go, he look at the menu, he get his glasses out, look at the freaking menu, waste time, and be like, I'll have the chicken sandwich. I'm like, what the fuck?
You gotta see what kind of chicken sandwiches are on the goddamn menu.
That's like going to McDonald's and asking what you got. And you already know what they got.
These are different places.
But it don't matter where you are.
No, you gotta see what they got.
This dude is gonna order the chicken sandwich. It's like, what the fuck, Jay?
Maybe.
We'll go to Applebee's. They got a good clucking chicken. That's what it's called.
I like the chicken bacon cheddar, I think it is.
From Applebee's?
Yeah, I think it is. It's not the
I'm
best.
Playing.
Barbecue
I
sauce.
Swear, I'm like the cheapest date. If you take me, I'm very cheap. Like my family would tell you, two things that I really like. I like chicken quesadillas, only chicken and cheese. That's my favorite.
Only chicken and cheese.
Only chicken cheese with extra cheese.
No vegetables.
86.
Nope.
And then I like, okay, and this is it. I don't care what y'all say, y'all better not cover me when I say this.
I'm proud.
Do not cover me when I say this. I don't care. And y'all don't cover me either, but this is true. Syrup does not go on pancakes.
What the?
Syrup on pancakes is so nasty.
You're out of your mind.
That is like soggy bread.
It is the best.
I just fell out of love. I was in love with it.
I will make you pancakes, but do not put syrup on my pancakes.
I'll have
yeah,
to.
I'm out
All
of
I
love.
Want is butter.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
All I need is butter.
Dry shit.
That's not dry. The
what
butter.
What the hell?
No, you got to melt the butter and like put it over it. And it's like so good.
So the pancakes should be already sweet?
Yeah, like a sweetie like pancake. I don't like the one that tastes like
you put vanilla like extract box. Or like yep. cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the secret already. I still put syrup
yeah,
on my
you need
shit.
Syrup. That's what she said.
I still
look,
put syrup.
Look, I want a damn blondie right now from Applebee's right now. It's like,
oh my God.
Yeah,
I was about
man.
To say something like, I work, but let me shut up.
I still put syrup
okay,
on
shout that butt. But yes.
Just substitute.
Go to Applebee's.
Say it. Substitute and say it.
No, just get pancakes without syrup. Yeah.
What, do you put jelly on it at least?
No.
Jelly.
Just butter.
You ever put peanut butter on pancakes?
No.
I would.
Put peanut butter on pancakes.
No, it's disrespectful.
You know
so
what?
So you know what I do? So I take my bacon and I wrap it up in my pancake.
That sounds good.
Yeah. That's cool.
I said something to my, well, I was joking, but I was thinking about it at the same time. I made pancakes and I was joking with my mom. I said, hey, Ma, can I put some of this NyQuil on my pancake?
What? I'll be like, yeah, go to sleep.
Yeah. So I have to leave and go to bed.
Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah.
It'll be a different flavor to it. You
that
know what I'm saying?
That is a nasty like,
look,
flavor.
Look. NyQuil on the pancake, I don't think it'll be bad.
But
that'd
some
be
syrup
terrible.
On. I don't know. I want to try it a little bit.
Shit, parents already giving their kids melatonin. Go ahead.
And stickers. The good night, the night night stickers.
What do you mean, though?
What's
well,
that?
Hold on, what?
What's that?
They've been doing that in schools,
yeah,
and the teachers got in trouble because the kids said they have a good night
yeah.
sticker.
What?
She
yeah.
was put on their backs or something, like
on
they come
their
in.
Hand,
yeah.
And they were like, what did the sticker look like? And
yeah.
It had the moon and stars on it
asleep.
And shit.
And they put them to sleep?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The teachers ahead of their time.
But what are so you got like melatonin stickers?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like,
is it nap time?
It's like,
they,
like
what
like
head is? What
the kid just playing and just
oh,
like, oh shit.
Oh, it's like a trank.
Like a hat.
What happened to yeah. Glow Dark?
Sure,
man?
That's what I was like.
Good old blow darts. So wrong with them?
Look, they walking in at 8 o'clock, like back to sleep.
Yeah, back like, to sleep. Yeah, like good night. Hey, hey, Kyle.
This is a baby.
So good to see you, Kyle.
They all waking up when their parents get there. Like I'm so.
That's an easy day of teaching, ain't it?
Like, I'm so listen, hungry.
They're like on TikTok. Kids waking up dehydrated, pissing themselves.
Damn.
They like, Mom, I'm so hungry.
What the fuck?
They go home for dinner.
I did not know this. Yes, you know they use that in drugs.
Yeah, yeah, they put night-night stickers on them. Well, the teacher got busted, and I think they got fired.
Yeah.
But that's one teacher. That's just going on everywhere.
Wait, hold on.
Them kids was big.
Probably before Smiley time, but during my time, we had scratch and sniff stickers.
Yeah, oh, you stinky. You so stinky.
I remember those.
Well, if you got a good grade,
yep,
you got a scratch and sniff sticker.
I love the strawberry.
Or you get the stamp with that smell good.
Yeah.
Who knows what the fuck was in those?
Right.
Who knows?
I was waiting.
It actually, back then, it probably was real grapes. Now they giving us body parts and stuff in it.
I mean, or some weed or melatonin.
I mean, my second grade teacher could have took advantage of me. She was hot back in the day.
I didn't have a lot of teachers back then.
I don't know.
She was the only one, the second grade teacher. Miss Infantino. I remember the name to this day. She was cool as shit.
I ain't had no hot teachers.
These teachers risking it all, no.
Yeah, I know. I thought I could have had sex with one of my substitute teachers in high school. It didn't work out.
Like, come on, babes.
I thought. And she was a flirter. She thought it was young. She got fucked by somebody. Like, not me, but she definitely got fucked by somebody.
What do you want?
She was a pushover for sure. Can I go to the back?
Of course. What'd she do, Smiley? What'd she do?
So what? What do you want? Gosh, not again today.
Not again today.
I can't keep tutoring you.
I want
You've been
egg.
So bad.
I need an egg.
You're so bad.
I can't keep tutoring you.
Stop being naughty.
Gosh. And we're not going to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yes.
Here, take one of these stickers.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It happens. I'm telling you.
Wake up somewhere in the barrel.
I did not know this. That is crazy.
There's a lot they got going on.
Justin,
news?
I don't need you.
Are we breaking news today?
Going to Amazon.
And ordering these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't need you. I don't need you fucking doing that, yo.
Be on the show. Taking advantage of you on the show.
What's up? Oh, no.
Never. No diddy.
Yeah, no diddy.
No diddy.
Hold on. I didn't say take advantage like that. That was me.
What the?
He only thought that. I was talking about having him in here like a puppet. He talking about taking advantage.
That's way too much work. That ain't got time to be moving his ass and while I'm trying to
weekend
do some
at Bernie.
Yeah. Hey, Codell. How's it going over there?
Weekend at Seas.
I ain't got no time for that shit.
I think even in my sleepy states, I would be like, am I looting? Is the light on me?
Like, you sure would. This is straight. How's the audio?
Shit, I'm going straight for the pockets.
Can you hear me?
I'm going straight for the pockets.
Oh, you'll be disappointed. You'll be like, what the?
That glass is worth something.
Play that big frame.
Yeah.
That big frame.
What the?
You see my $6 ones.
Yeah. I got some nice ones, so I know those nuts.
You look like you can see the moon.
Yeah.
Close up.
I'll be right there at Ben's Pawn Shop, St. Clair.
Why are you like this?
Why do I know Ben's Pawn Shop? Where
did you come from?
And why do I know Ben's Pawn Shop?
Why are you
like
this?
You ever see where there's a girl and you're like, man, she's awesome. She's the best. And then she starts saying some shit. You're like, okay, I get it. All right.
Where did you come from?
Yeah. Who are
she
you?
She would almost be perfect.
Yeah.
But she knows the pawn shop.
Yeah, like she knows the pawn shop.
And no syrup on pancakes. She
yeah, like
out.
What the? Where are you from, really? Who are you?
Y'all probably ain't there.
Who are you?
Hey.
Oh, no, we heard you off there. We talked.
Yeah.
I understand.
Hey, I'm real as it come. I'm an open book.
She's fun.
Very. We have a good time too. Definitely. We have a good time.
See,
if anybody interested in writing my book, please hit me up.
What? You write your own book.
Look, I'm talking about somebody.
You just gotta talk it and then have somebody edit it.
Yes.
That's all. So you talk it into a thing. make chapters, and then say, edit this. I need a book.
Whoever wrote for Maya Angelou, hit me up. Come on.
Bam!
Hit me up. Hey, she, come on. I'm a woman.
Smiley.
She's got stuff to say.
She has a lot to say. Yeah,
she's trying to make some money, y'all.
You said she wants some book.
I'm a woman.
I am. Yes.
A phenomenal woman.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I always say that Mos Def is the male version of Maya Angelou. You ever heard Mos Def talk? Not rap.
Yeah.
He was like,
oh my God. I can't hear the same no more.
I can't talk like this.
Well, he definitely has a New York accent.
Yeah.
Because
I see him in movies with Queen Latifah.
He be talking like this.
Kind of mumble now.
Don't come for me, Mos. Don't come for me, Dave Chappelle. Don't come for me, Tali.
Darling.
I mean, they stole our name. It's cool.
They did.
Who, Paco?
Midnight. We came out with Midnight Paco, and then, like, shortly after, they came out with the Midnight Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Coincidence?
Yeah. Shout out to y'all, though.
Shout out to y'all, for sure.
Absolutely. We just little guys on the totem pole.
I know when people look up Midnight Miracle, Midnight Paco is, like, right there.
Right there.
Bow.
Hey. That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's a good one.
Appreciate your support.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle. You're my favorite.
Yes. Yes.
You're my favorite.
Yeah, I love most of
them. Carl Winslow.
Because I'm ugly.
He said, because I'm ugly. He wasn't invited
to nothing. Smish face.
Oh, man.
I get it. I'd be that guy. I'd probably be in the corner like.
He'll be at the Diddy parties like that?
I would put my finger there. But no, we probably gone by then.
Man, back then, like, it was no social media, so I probably would have been there.
Right?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I probably would have been there.
Swinging this bitch.
I ain't said I probably been doing nothing.
Thanks for the sticker. But the
sound got a good job. Oh, the baby oil. I'm like, this baby oil kind of tingly.
What is this?
Man.
Who wants to wrestle on this?
Why? She coming big. She like, be big.
Why I smell like this?
I'm telling you, Hollywood, boy, but you see.
It's
so camera. That shit's crazy though.
Man.
I don't doubt it because they have those parties like with presidents and all them shits in the, where is it at? In the woods where they dress up and they
I know what you're talking about.
What is the name of it?
I can't think of it. It's not sort of like that, but they have a special initiation out in the woods somewhere.
Where they worship like an owl. I forget what it is. Like all the presidents, like dated
all
back.
All the presidents.
Alaska?
No.
It was like in the woods.
You know, Alaska
like,
is always a thing.
I think it was in the woods in like Virginia or some shit.
I forget where
what
they
trying
were.
To say?
You were there.
I was worshiping an owl.
You were there. Nazis.
So, you know.
Kaka?
No.
It's
a crow, I think. No, because in the military, my first sergeant, he used to talk shit because...
Caca is doo-doo.
Yeah, it's caca. We said, caca.
Caca.
Talking shit. Because he said, you know, we got people, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. Caca. Because we're the ones talking shit. Don't be mad, we're right. People don't like when you go against what they say, is caca? What it is. Caca. So that's our call sign.
We was like, who do you?
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
that's a hood call.
We the shit talkers. Caca.
What? I don't laugh it.
Caca.
If you would have called me like that, I'm like, man, I don't feel it. Did I feel intimidated? Like, man, go here. No, who you caca?
I can't. Brr. I can't do that.
You can't.
I got overbite.
I got overbite too, but I practiced.
Oh, that tongue. Oh, what? Go ahead.
Huh?
I mean, no. You know, just because you do that don't mean you ain't good at something.
That's some bullshit.
Bullshit. It's all good. What else?
Are you laying?
Well, yeah, right? That's not it either. Okay. No,
I don't know.
All right.
Stop.
I don't know. You play around, you experiment.
What, with a horse?
No, not with a horse.
Whoa.
Yeah, no Diddy.
No, that ain't no Diddy. That's Old McDonald. I don't know.
He had a farm.
I'm just saying, like, you experiment and you're in different areas.
Oh, Lord. I got you.
You could be like
face first,
just to see how it feels.
I understand.
Yeah, you see how that, you get a reaction.
But didn't work for me. Fucking it didn't work. I mean, doesn't fuck work.
Look,
all
right, just get up.
Yeah, y'all getting weird. Anyway,
I think
I'm
like,
just get up.
Yeah, I had a question, like, with all the weird stuff going on, I often said that, you know, with all this weird stuff going on, I'm good with playing at the Caramel House. I made it. I did it twice. I made it. But I understand that you did the Caramel House, too. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your experience at the Caramel House. How old were you and what were you doing?
I was back and forth. It was like, from six years old all the way up, going from if somebody needs somebody to play while they was performing,
mm-hmm.
we'll be like they background drummers.
That's dope.
I love the fact that you do that.
Yes.
That's awesome. And I'm upset that you don't post no videos.
Cause
it's not about we, it's you.
No, well, that was.
I'm talking about you now.
Yeah,
that was drummer. Back in the day.
Not right now.
But what I'm saying is, you've been on social media for what, 2 years, 3 years? On Instagram.
More than that.
Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. And there's no videos of you playing the drums.
I mean, okay. In all fairness, I understand.
I think my grandma got the old VHS tape of me.
But you have a phone.
You could make that. And
you have a phone.
Go ahead
and you have drums that you have, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you are trying to be just out there, right? You know, you could talk shit and bang the drums, and or just play the drums because it's cool and you got skill and you've been doing it.
I mean, I never thought about doing it. I mean, I guess I could just bang a little. And
shout out to Codell because he brought that idea up.
Well, you know what,
he did.
You know what, you know, for people that's out there listening that don't have any idea what the Caramel House is, it's a very prominent staple in the black community for entertainment. A lot of people got their starts at the Caramel House.
Mm-hmm.
Little girl Tanya from Everybody Hates Chris, I don't know her real name, sorry about that, she got her start at the Caramel. The dude from
Ruby
D,
yep, and her husband
Ozzie Davis, they got their start from the Caramel House. The actor dude from one of the hospital shows, was it ER? I think it was emergency room.
That's why you
no, it was.
That's why you used to call it.
It was the head resident, the guy, the black guy. I forget his name, but he got his stuff.
Oh yeah, he got kicked off Grey's Anatomy.
Was he
the one with that?
I think he went to Shaw. No, Warrensville, one of them.
He got to start at the Caramel House.
Okay, all right.
A lot of actors, you know, got their start from the Caramel House, and you know, it's like it's a great historical place here, located in Cleveland. You played it, and I just recently played it twice, and in my mind, I feel like I made it. You know, like I'm good.
Right, right.
Not saying that I've accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish.
Right, of course.
But that's a great achievement,
right,
to play at the Caramel House.
It is.
That's the historic Caramel House, and it's black owned.
I'm proud of, you know, the achievements, the places that I have been. That's why I tell some people not to be cocky, but like, y'all don't know who I am.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. I did a lot.
Yeah.
Like, half of y'all bitches ain't even been out of Cleveland.
Right.
Let alone Ohio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
you traveled.
Like,
doing
like,
things.
Like, back up.
Almost,
like,
get, like,
almost been to the Villa.
Yeah, some people ain't been camping, no nothing.
Right.
Hey, you went camping.
I grew up camping. I miss it.
I went camping at his camp, his family's camp.
Yeah, good times.
Like, my grandfather, he had, like, a motor home.
Okay.
So, we was out there. So that's why my first time was on the plane until I was 21, but we always traveled in our car, everywhere.
Yeah,
that's good.
You've experienced life.
My grandma,
you were 80s baby.
Everywhere.
80s baby, well, I mean 88, so amazing, 90s baby, 88. But.
88.
Basically, I mean, everyone who's from the 80s in that era or whatever the case, 70s, 80s, I mean, we grew up a different way from what people did now.
I think in 1988, 3 Feet High and Rising came out. That was De La Soul's first album.
Oh, shit, I love De La Soul.
Oh, my gosh, he was really telling his age, isn't he?
Yeah, hey, I love De La Soul. I'm old. I'm 49. Ain't no secret.
Do.
You see these grays right here?
Multicolored.
Wisdom. You
know? Well, I guess. I don't know. I know a little something.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way.
The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
You know, you've been watching the Midnight Paco Podcast. Yo, Jay, where can they find you, baby?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. And you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. I would love for everybody to tune in and go follow our very special guest. Where can they find you, baby?
At Smiley underscore 216. That's S-M-I-L-E-E underscore 216. And I will definitely follow back.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Great time.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really enjoyed myself. Thank you.
Peace out.
Hey. Mwah.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.